Approval of the agenda, is there a motion to approve?
Motion
and second by Elizabeth.
Favor, aye.
Aye.
Public comment, is there anything? Thank you very much. Approval of the minutes of the meeting of December 11th.
I move.
Second,
any discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
CEO report?
No CEO report today.
CFO report, Ross Palmas Medical Leasing update.
Okay, so we have essentially three units that are available for lease. We do have a transition from Dr. Watts from a smaller suite to, we're about ready to move into the larger suite. So we've all had three vacancies available at that point. We are looking at talking to a marketing firm to see about marketing those three available vacant suites. So
who left? Because we were pretty full. And I'm not being judgmental or anything, I'm just going, who left?
I mean, while he's pretty much had a couple of units that have been, you know, traditionally kind of played vacant, the one that's, if we're looking at page six, if you look at the top there, so suite 104 was previously occupied by Dr. Pazuni, but she consolidated into what was a smaller suite 102 on the other side that, that connects side by side with her other office. She had two office spaces there, so that made that space available. When Dr. Congress retired, I believe.
No, Howard retired.
Or not, I'm sorry, not Congress. What was his name? Not Congress.
Cooper.
Cooper, thank you. Dr. Cooper, who was in there for quite a while. He retired about a year and a half or so. And then Dr. Watts, a small unit, was available, will be available as well.
So. Okay. Any questions on the leasing update? Great. Let's walk our way through the financial reports. Anyone have any questions on the LPMP financial statements on 7 through 17? Just kind of talked about them. How about the accounts receivable report on page 18? District deposits on 19 and 20. I have a question. Property tax receipts, 21.
Wait, just a note, we did receive in February, $880,000. So it does put us a little bit ahead.
Right, cleaned up the deficit.
For the year, yeah.
Is there a timing problem on the foundation's payable receivable?
No, actually, we just got a check today from the foundation to the district, so that will be brought down on the next month's financials. That's speaking of $135,000 from the foundation.
So you wiped out the receivable completely?
It'll bring it down. There's a monthly allocation. It'll bring it down to a small amount at that point.
I'd say it's been a little active. I mean, in a joke, everybody's busy.
Rolling.
Well, the Las Palmas deposits again are 22 to 24. Anybody have any questions about those? Pretty good. Just in your mind. The check register 25 to 27. Any accounts or concerns? Consultants.
So Mark, I have a question for you.
Hi.
So when we review the check register and we accept the financials and there's checks mailed to the district board members.
So for you, I think technically you abstain on those. Is that correct? Your own check?
Can we put a blanket abstention or do we have to catch it every time? Because there's sometimes it's going to be to Carol or Mark, because I just signed Carol's check.
Yeah, every director has.
Right, I mean, I think, yes, and we probably, let me check with Jeff on that.
Okay.
But, we may have to identify the specific checks then that you
Can you guys pull that out for us so that we don't, we don't have to go? I just realized, I just got my first check, and I realized we've been accruing financials.
Yeah, let me confirm on that.
Yeah.
We approve financials, we abstain from the...
The lawyer just left, but I think he could tell you don't vote on the check made out to you.
Yeah, so if we approve on the financials, I don't know that anybody's...
Kate Hazen, who was really notoriously good at this, would say I'm abstaining on check number X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
Whatever that was, so it, by reading it in advance and writing those down, it saves you a pretty good...
Yeah, you guys will give us, make it...
List of checks, so you don't get in trouble.
Just last this year, I mean, and also when people get reimbursed for expenses, I never submitted expenses before, but I just submitted my first expense.
They just don't give me anything, I said, yeah, they just deny it.
Yeah.
But it would be helpful, I mean, maybe you guys could just order the, just sort them and put them at the, like, at the bottom, all checks officers, so that we don't have, I mean, it's nice we can search, but if we by accident just miss one, I think it would be really helpful as a...
So I think the numerical by check, is that...
They are.
They are, but you could asterisk them maybe, or do something.
Right, okay, we can sort.
Figure it out, okay. And the same thing, like, okay, so where one of us is present at a meal where somebody else got reimbursed, so like Chris, you got reimbursed for $74.49 for, I think, a check for lunch and for the meeting that we had. So those are things too that we need.
Well, Chris isn't voting.
Huh? No, but we were attendees, we were at it.
You know, actually, look, again, I think we needed the lawyer here.
Yeah.
So what happened there...
There he is, Jeff!
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 Jeff, before you leave, Jeff!
He's running.
Yeah, he's like, I'm pretending not to hear you.
I gave him his check, so he thought he could take it off.
He was finding the ATM.
I'm just trying to be really...
That's good.
Just this, you can scan and do this.
Okay.
Director Wortham is talking about reimbursement checks to directors, should we abstain from those? And for the other question was, there's a check here where there was a lunch meeting between Jennifer, Chris, and Jeff. And she goes, do I abstain from that?
That Chris got reimbursed?
Those are ministerial acts.
Okay.
It's similar to minutes of a board meeting. Even if you don't attend it, you can go ahead and vote on it.
Oh, okay.
So like stipend checks and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
We can approve the financials and...
Yes, those are ministerial acts that you, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. That just avoids you guys...
See, that's less complicated than my answer.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So I kind of make it up as I go.
No, that's it. Well, it makes sense, and I know that Kay's to say.
All right, now then we're, the credit card on 28 to 30. Any questions about those? Not flying first class, I see.
And I have the detail here if you want to review that further.
Yeah, I don't have enough today. And these are pretty small. Okay, questions on credit cards, page 31, the Las Palmas Medical Plaza check register. Dead bugs, water, clean sterilization. Air conditioning, heating. None?
So Impro EMS, that's construction, that's just for tenant improvements?
No, that's the management company.
Sorry.
No, it's the property maintenance.
Property maintenance. It just says construction, so I was like...
That's their company?
That's their...
They maintain it and fix it, that's what...
Yeah, they do all the property maintenance.
None of us are good with hammers and saws.
Go for your
softball. Well, you might. I assure you, if I get on a tool, someone's hurt. The retirement protection plan.
Excuse the sunglasses, but they're my
turn. Has the number changed at all? Number of players? Has the mix changed anyway?
It reduces, you know, maybe one or two every couple of months or so. I do honestly believe that over the course of the next couple of years, I think that's going to step up because we're looking at 20 years ago when these employees first transitioned. are seeing some retirements occur. So I think that will probably step
up. Yeah, people getting older, not younger.
That's exactly right. So, reaching retirement age.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What is the relationship between like deferred inflows and deferred outflows as far as when those get taken up into the liability of the pension plan?
That's done on an annual basis with the actuarial company that works with the retirement protection plan. So it's all about timing and things, so that gets adjusted.
Well, the deferred inflow, it's advertised over what period of time? Would give me an idea about how long the district thought it was going to be dealing with this pension plan.
Well, that's not amortized. It's, I mean, and the way that the actuary works is almost different from what this actually is, because the actuarial is if all of these payments were going to be paid out over the employee's lifetime, which our actual plan is when they leave employment with the hospital, then they get their funds dispersed to them. So they will be receiving their funds much earlier than what would be like an annuity payment over the life, over their expected life. But for accounting purposes, for booking the net pension liability, it needs to be booked as if they were being paid out over the balance of their expected lifespan.
So you're saying that the deferred inflows or deferred outflows are based on an incorrect amortization?
No, it's
based on how...
an amortization that is not consistent with this particular pension plan?
The way the pension plans have to be accounted for legally for accounting purposes is based on a net present value type of process. But this plan, when the employees leave the employment of the hospital, they get their monies right then and there. So they're getting it actually getting it earlier than if they were to receive monthly payments until they die at 90.
So what you're saying is it's being booked more conservatively.
Absolutely.
Than it's actually being dispersed.
Absolutely.
Because you have no choice.
Correct, because we're subject to the GASB financial standards. So.
And just for information, these are the employees that were at the hospital in this plan prior to the lease.
Correct.
The current employees aren't eligible for this.
Correct.
Or whatever. So the thing that's always shocked me is how many active employees hadn't left in 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
uncommon.
It's about a third less than it was 20 years ago, but a tremendous amount of long-term employees stay, and it's from that plan.
Yeah, so these are 119 that are there still from
22 years or longer.
Yeah, 21 years ago.
All right. Any further questions? Anyone? Good. Grant payment schedule. Any questions, thoughts, concerns? All right. Then I would entertain a motion to approve all of the financial reports that we just reviewed. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Who's discussion on volunteer community members?
Okay. We will be bringing to the Communications and Policy Committee next week some recommendations for a policy regarding our community members. And that's for all of the committees that have been recently set up. And so just a communication kind of a thing right now for us to be thinking about what we had done before with community members when Arthur Sharp came on, and that's been what? So it's been three years. And so we had done at that point, we advertised, I think we had eight applicants. We had Yeah, we lost some to various reasons. One moved out of the district boundaries at one point. We actually reached out to that gentleman to see if he would be interested now since...
Now that we expanded.
Now that we've expanded, and he informed us that he's probably moving out of state, so...
Further away to avoid that responsibility.
So anyway, just something to be considering if, you know, if we're wanting to do that again.
I want to speak on behalf of Arthur. I think it's invaluable having us another set of eyes look at these things.
Thank you.
And I feel the same way about Mr. Kaufman coming in and asking a tough question every now and then in a public process, and I appreciate it. And I think it's good for all. It's shocking how many people couldn't even identify the healthcare district, let alone find the board table.
It's a pleasure and a privilege.
No,
and I've appreciated that process as well. It's nice to get a different perspective from different people. So
good. All right, let's then go to adjourn that meeting. Oh no, volunteers, you did that, so we can adjourn.
Correct. Yes.
Let's go to the Desert Healthcare Foundation.
We need a motion to adjourn.
No, we just adjourn. It's committee.
I'm still learning. Oh.
No, it's okay. It's committee work. And we don't even have it. Let's call the meeting to order. Is a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Public comment? Left the room. Approval of the minutes of December 11th. The motion?
All motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
CEO?
No CEO report.
Great. Financial reports, 4 and 8. 9, 10, 11 and 12, 13. Any questions there? I'll pause for a moment and wait for a motion.
I have a question back X pages ago. Can an update about the CEO search, is that ongoing? Has it been, or what's the status of that?
Okay, we, great question. We just interviewed three recruiting firms today. And there will be a recommendation at the February 26th board meeting.
To move the agenda, to move forward with somebody. Yeah. Okay, right. Thank you.
With a firm.
With a firm, yeah.
Yeah. Good question. Any questions on the financial reports? Motion to approve the financial reports?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor, aye.
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 Other matters? We stand adjourned.
Woo! Well, boom. You still have to sign this.